With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. This morning, teachers, administrators, and support staff are invited to the National Education Conference, what's now expected to be an annual professional development event.
The conference begins with an opening ceremony, and our keynote speaker is Dr. Sonja Hollins-Alexander. She has over 30 years of experience in education and varied experience, which is what makes her have such an impact when she delivers her message. She started as a school social worker and then decided that she was reaching children too far along and wanted to actually be involved with helping them in their education before they reached crisis mode, as we would say.
Head of Professional Development in the Ministry of Education, Kiva Powell, tells Radio K-Man the conference will then break into three blocks of learning. Department of Education Services Director Mark Ray.
Sometimes the impression is that the expertise and the knowledge and the know-how sits elsewhere. When in truth and in fact, it's right here within our system. And I say our system, I'm talking private, public, and our education partners. So it's critically important that we give that opportunity for our educators to be able to deliver and to be able to learn from each other, share good practice, have the discussions, talk in a very real and practical way about what's happening and what the solutions are.
The conference is at John Gray High School gym starting at 8:30 a.m. The premier says government has reaffirmed its commitment to the people of Jamaica by sending $1 million for Hurricane Melissa relief efforts.
The Cayman Islands continues to stand firmly with Jamaica during this critical period of recovery.
The latest contribution forms part of government's overall pledge of $1.2 million and follows a shipment of emergency relief supplies valued at nearly $200,000 delivered on the first relief flight to land in Jamaica after the storm.
As recovery continues, we remain committed to offering meaningful support that helps communities recover, livelihoods restart, and families look to the future with renewed hope.
The latest funds will be used to provide residents with vouchers for purchasing building materials for home repairs, assist with rebuilding schools and procuring school supplies, as well as equipment and support for agricultural restoration. Hurricane Melissa made landfall in Jamaica in late October. In April 2025, local voters backed the decriminalization of cannabis in a national referendum, with the premier announcing in Parliament in June that the matter was being sent to the Law Reform Commission. Little else has been heard since. Red Bay MP Roy Tatum now says decriminalizing small amounts of marijuana in Cayman should happen, but only with clear limits and safeguards in place. Speaking on For the Record this week, Mr. Tatum said government must spell out exactly what counts as a small amount and avoid trapping minor users in a cycle of repeated arrests and fines.
It can't just be that you keep getting, in my view, you can't be arrested every other week or pay a fine every other week for small amounts. You know, I think there should be there should be some consideration given also to making sure that you receive some counseling. Just make sure you understand exactly what it is. It is still a drug.
Mr. Tatum says he's long supported decriminalizing minor possession and is prepared to speak out if the Law Reform Commission's recommendations, quote, take too long to come forward. When announcing the decision to put the matter to the LRC, Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks said it was important that any changes be mindful of the, quote, evolving regional and global legal landscape and the social and criminal justice implications.
The commission will be asked to evaluate and make reform recommendations regarding key matters such as proposed possession thresholds and legal definitions, levels of administrative penalties, alignment with existing drug enforcement, as well as regional and international obligations, potential social impacts, and safeguarding vulnerable populations.
Mr. Ebanks said once government reviews the commission's report, an update will be provided to Parliament as to, quote, next actions. And the Ministry of Health, Environment, and Sustainability is set to host a press briefing today at 3 p.m. live on the government YouTube channel. The ministry will be making a, quote, number of key announcements. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. The Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has again said his country is ready for talks with the United States on the basis of mutual respect. But he warned that if the US did attack, Iran's response might surpass the boundaries of a bilateral war. Mr. Araghchi was speaking in Turkey, which has been offering to mediate. That's the latest BBC News.